Well, after holding out longer than any other state, Western Australia will open its borders to all Australian states except South Australia from next Tuesday. WA's Premier Mark McGowan says the decision is dependent on there being no COVID-19 outbreaks in those states over the next week. But he also dashed hopes of those looking to drive into the state from the eastern states.
I also want to be clear that if people are thinking of driving from over east through South Australia, you'll be then treated as travelling from South Australia. Anyone who has been in South Australia in the previous 14 days will then not be permitted to enter WA unless they meet an exemption criteria.
So what does that mean for people who had hoped to hit the road ahead of the Christmas season? Rob Lucas is the CEO of the Caravan Industry Victoria and he joins us now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ali. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, is it possible that anyone will be able to travel from Victoria to WA without travelling through South Australia at some point?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult, Ali. Certainly, there are other ways to get into Western Australia, but the routes are very long, and it is disappointing that WA's Premier has made that announcement. We were really looking forward to West Australia being open up and people can travel through Victoria, South Australia into West Australia. It's a popular place to visit.
So you think it's a pretty unfair decision from the West Australian government then to effectively block those road travellers from entering WA?
Yes, it certainly appears to be that way, and we're obviously disappointed because we know many, many Victorians looking forward to heading across at Christmas time, and the opening up of West Australia certainly is another very important state for travellers with caravans. Yes, it would appear to be a very disappointing result.
How many caravans would usually be travelling interstate during the summer holiday period?
Oh, look, it's a bit hard to say, Ali, because it depends on a lot of factors. But we know that any one time when the economy was well, it could be anything up to 300,000 people travelling around the country at various times. Christmas time is obviously a very, very popular time to get across. But the one thing about Western Australia is they've got such long travel routes. People are always keen to get to Western Australia to have a look at the wonderful places. I think the reality is if this continues, then obviously Victorians will be travelling in Victoria.
How much have the constantly changing border rules impacted the caravan industry, would you say?
Oh, look, it has had a big impact. Having said that, the enthusiasm for caravan and camping is as strong as ever. But just the uncertainty has certainly made plans very, very difficult. And, of course, there's many, many people travelling caravans to go and see their families. And, of course, that's still if that's still prolonged, that'll be very, very disconcerting to them.
It's also a cheap way to travel around the country as well, would you say?
Oh, well, look, I think there's a price point for everybody in our industry. And look, traditionally, yeah, that's right. It's been a very affordable way to get around and particularly get to places that you normally can't get to. So it's a lifestyle for everybody.
You say the popularity of caravanning and hitting the road is at quite a high at the moment. So have you seen more people purchasing caravans in light of the international border closures? Is that what's happening?
Oh, absolutely, Ali. Yeah, look, it's for our industry, it's been fantastic to come out of a severe lockdown and to bounce back is tremendous. Not many people know that 90% of all recreational vehicles are actually made in Victoria for Australia. So we're the manufacturing heartland of the country. And for us to be in hard lockdown was difficult. But what was really, really good was the very strong inquiry rate for our caravan dealers. So much so that interstate, the interest has been fantastic. So whilst manufacturers were closed, there were still orders coming in from their dealers, which is tremendous, which has been a great boon for us and certainly for the employees of our industry.
Now, are there enough caravans to keep up with this new increased demand?
Well, you know, I'd like to say yes, but supply issues are starting to become an issue in the sense of caravans. But look, I know our members are working feverishly to fill orders, So we're still very confident that people, when they place the orders, can get their caravans in a reasonable time. But I think the lockdown didn't help, Ali. Certainly, you know, if we could have kept open, we would have been able to meet the demand much easier than we are now.
And how are caravan parks faring in terms of COVID risks and COVID procedures and the number of people staying at caravan parks at the moment?
Yeah, look, one of the things that we always said is that the caravan park sector of our industry is one of the safest areas to travel to. And certainly from the perspective of COVID-19 restrictions and processes, that's very, very good. Caravan park owners and managers are just so excellent at looking after people. And they're always, what we always said, they were a very safe place, given that they're outdoors. Look, orders, my understanding, bookings are very, very strong. Certainly in Victoria, the number of people wanting to go away at Christmas time has just boomed. It's been fantastic. And we're really looking forward to a bumper Christmas.
And there must be quite a pent-up demand of Victorians looking to break out of the state now those border walls are coming down.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that with those borders coming down, it means that flow around the country that we saw pre-pandemic will come back. Now, how long it takes, don't know. I mean, I think there's still going to be, and we've certainly got some indications, there's still some people a little bit nervous about travelling, but if you travel around any suburbs, Melbourne at the moment, you're going to see caravans all getting washed, all getting serviced and getting ready to go.
Well, plenty of people looking forward to that, no doubt. Rob, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Ali. Bye-bye.
Rob Lucas, he's the CEO of the Caravan Industry Victoria, joining us there.